Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again. Christmas time is here again.
It's Christmas!
Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. Christmas 2010 was not the greatest Christmas that ever there was.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad. It's bad, but it's not that bad.
I'm just saying. Oh, my goodness.
It was hard. It's hard work trying to make this year exciting or interesting.
Oh, it's just... I mean, we're musically right in the middle of the X Factor shite.
Yeah.
That ruined Christmas playlists forevermore.
Yeah. Simon Cowell was the fucking Grinch that ruined Christmas.
Oh, he literally is, because we've had like 15 years of no proper Christmas songs getting to number one.
Just been raking all the fucking money in to decompose his face into something fucking that looks like a cartoon character.
My phone's just started playing Michael Bublé for some reason.
Oh.
Have yourself
he's bound
a merry
to be in the
Christmas.
Fucking top 10.
Oh, it's weird that. Right, look, we're starting to get some songs in and music in. Hopefully at the end of this episode, we're going to have the Paul Brill Choir recorded live in Cologne, Germany.
They flew out especially to do this recording for us, I've heard.
Yeah. So that's at the end. And how he got it to us was sending us an email. itschristmaspodcast@gmail.com. We're also on Twitter as It's Christmas Pod. We're also on Instagram and we're also on Threads. I've been putting out really awful ChatGPT jokes.
Yeah.
Just to try and get somebody to say, that's shit, that mate.
Can you even call them a joke? Because I haven't found one yet that makes sense.
None of them make sense. I've shared one again this morning. I mean, I shouldn't really say it because it's got to be at the end of the show, but I'll say it anyway. Let me find it. It's just so bad. I mean, you might get this one. Why did the politician want to be Santa Claus?
Don't know. Don't know. Don't care. Go on.
Because they wanted to promise gifts for all and make sure everyone's wish list got approved. Happy Wednesday. Remember, even in politics, it's the season of spreading cheer and goodwill.
What? So what do you ask ChatGPT? Tell me a fucking totally pointless crap joke.
Tell like today it was, it's Wednesday. Tell me a political Christmas joke.
Yeah, but it's not even a joke. Never mind a Christmas or a political. Well, it's political. But it's not Christmassy or a joke.
Yeah, but there might be computers and calculators and iPhones and Android phones all over the world now laughing their heads off to that joke.
Everyone's Alexa's laughing.
Talky the talking toaster.
I don't think ChatGPT works for that very well.
So anyway, Christmas 2010 was a Saturday.
Yeah.
The date was the 25th of December.
Oh, was it again?
Again. It's the same
uncanny.
Year.
It's uncanny.
Wait till we launch our Easter podcast. That'll really mess you up. That'll be some homework, that. Did it snow, Mr. Miller?
Did it snow? Let me just get up 2000. I just need to go. Oh, yeah. Yes, it snowed big time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of info on it. 2010 was the coldest winter in 133 years. The average winter month's temperature was minus 0.6 degrees centigrade.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, 2010. I was 39. Yeah, I don't remember it. I wasn't three.
No, but I don't remember like a cold winter that didn't get above freezing.
Oh, you will. You've driven in it. Yeah, let me finish this off, right? So on 10 occasions in December, the temperature dropped somewhere in the UK to below minus 18 degrees.
Wow.
The coldest temperature was on the 1st of December, where Sunderland, the temperature dropped to minus 21.1 degrees centigrade. Now, strangely, although it was extremely cold, it was also a strangely dry and sunny month.
Weird.
December's rainfall was the lowest since 1971. And the reason I know I remember it is because all the roads were dead icy. And I remember coming out of work after a night shift in Vauxhalls and thinking, why is all the traffic dead slow getting out? Normally everyone's bombing to get home in the mornings. And to get out of our car park, there's a small incline to get onto the side road. And it was that icy that all the cars were struggling to get up it. And if you remember, it was all over the news that local councils were running out of grit salt to grit the roads.
I mean, all the years sort of blend into one for me, but there was one year where I was on nights in December at Preston as a train driver, and I had to drive to Preston every day or every night and back every morning. And the nights, the trains were compacted with ice. The windows were all smashed because the ice falls off the train, hits the ballast, bounces up and smashes windows.
Yeah.
If it's the same year...
Well, you'd have been, what, 37?
Yeah.
Well, no, you'd have been 36, about to turn 37.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. If that's the year, then it was awful. It was the longest week of my life. Absolutely ridiculous. But that's the only time I can remember it being a really bad...
Yeah, it's definitely the worst year I remember, because it was always treacherous going out on the roads.
Yeah, hold on, I'm just muting myself for a split second.
Oh, he's having a private conversation.
Isabel's here for Eve. I just didn't want to shout it and blow everyone's ears out. She hasn't heard me anyway. Oh yes, she has. She's opened the door. Oh, no, it doesn't matter what I'm saying on the podcast.
No.
Oh, she's gone, yeah. Yeah,
have you got a knocker? Have you got a door knocker?
No, we've got a doorbell and all that, but...
Oh, you've ruined my joke. I was going to say...
Oh, hi, Evan, Isabel. I'm just recording a podcast. How are you? I'm a podcaster, Isabel.
He's a bell end, Isabel.
I'm a knob end, Isabel. Go on, what's the joke? Another Christmas joke?
Oh, no, mate. No. I was just going to make a joke about...
I'm going to find a real Isabel. Christmas joke. Yeah. Well, yeah. I used to always walk around with my bell end out when your missus was knocking around, wasn't I?
Well, you used to bury it as well.
Because I used to sing to her, Michelle, my bell, and then she'd flick it. And then sometimes she'd go, oh, like that.
Yeah. I don't think I was there when that happened. No, I don't remember that.
Right, well, a bit more news. This is the year of the volcanic ash
in
Iceland. And, I mean, that nearly destroyed. We went to Florida that year, 2010, in the August. And we were worried that it was going, because there was no end in sight, was there? And
no,
they
weren't
trying to put filters on engines and stuff like that.
And the date as well was the 15th of April, which if you look back in history, 15th of April is synonymous for big tragedies.
Yeah, my dad was born.
Okay. Well, I didn't have your dad written down, sorry, but I'll add it to the list. But things like the Boston Marathon, you know, the bombings, the Titanic sank.
Titanic, yeah, I was going to say that,
My lad was born.
Yeah, bad black day, that, black day.
Dark days.
There they go, the girls, off on an adventure.
Walking side by side, looking at the phones.
Yeah.
They talk to each other via text message.
Texted each other, yeah. Walked out into the road, hit by a bus.
Yeah, so that's volcanic ash closed all the airspace over the UK, Northern and Western Europe for 6 days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously caused chaos all over the world because of all the destination and airports and everything. also this year in 2010, the general election ends in a hung parliament. And the Tory party
back.
The Tory party and the Lib Dems begin negotiations to form a coalition. David Cameron as leader and Nick Clegg as his deputy cocksucker.
I think we'd be in a different world now if the Lib Dems had have held their nerve and just got in bed with Labour.
Yeah.
I think we'd be in a totally different world now. But it is what it is. On the 12th of January, a devastating earthquake struck Haiti, claiming 230,000 lives and left more than 1 million people homeless. This is so joyous and cheerful, isn't it? Merry Christmas! Hey. What and all!
And just to liven things up a little bit, tragedy in Orlando, Florida, when a trainer died after a killer whale attack at the SeaWorld Park.
Yeah, SeaWorld's never got over it. Documentary on Netflix, Blackfish.
Yeah.
We went in 2009, we went and seen that killer whale show, Shamu, and the trainers were in the water with them, on their backs, getting flipped in the air. We probably never went this year, but by the time we went back in 2012, whole new show, just like the killer whales just flapping the fins around, splashing you and that.
Yeah.
No one going in the water with them. Horrible. It was horrible. If you watch that Blackfish, it's awful to watch. Wifey's looking at me. What are you looking at, babe? Come and kiss me on a podcast. Oh, she's gone now. Come and be intimate with me on a podcast, my love.
Come and kiss me, microphone.
First ever podcast session.
Last bit of news I've got for this year is the millionaire owner of the Segway company died in September this year.
Yeah.
He died riding his Segway around his West Yorkshire estate. He lost control and went over the cliffs, crashing into the River Wharf.
Now, I did Segway in Saint Parks in December last year, after 4 pints with my dinner.
Okay.
So I was drink driving.
Yeah.
And at the very end, once you can do a Segway, you can do a Segway. I'm not saying it's easy to do because I was rubbish at it, but it's all in your head sort of thing. It's like
I've never stepped foot on one. Do you just like lean into it to go forward sort of thing? Or is it more you're moving your ankles of your feet to move forward?
No, it's weird. You sort of think about moving forward. You don't actually move. It's
you're
weird.
Jedi.
I can't explain it. It's just weird. But you have a lesson first and you're rubbish at it. And I was pretty rubbish all the way through. But you sort of get the knack of it. And then at the very end, we're going back up a steep hill like that. Hmm. And next to the, like it's a road, but next to it is a bit of a babbling stream. So I'm going up the hill. And like, if you show the Segway self-doubt, if you start doubting that you've got the power to move it,
yeah,
it stops. Then it starts going backwards. Then you fall into the ditch and the Segway falls on top of you. Which is what happened.
All right, okay. So let's turn the story into all about Craig Lucas. This poor fella died and he rolled backwards into a babbling brook.
But he died because the girl who was leading the tour was telling us about how he died, and he did indeed go off a cliff, but he was testing like Segway 2.0, the next version of Segway.
Okay.
And I don't think they've ever made any more Segways. So all the Segways that exist in the world now are all built from that time.
Oh, right.
It's what she was telling me. So they never did a Segway 2.0. They never done a new model, an upgraded version. I don't know if that's true what she was saying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you don't see people just bombing around on Segways, do you?
What I find interesting about that story is the part of your instruction, part of your tuition was telling you, now be careful, because the fellow who actually owns this company died falling off one of these things.
Yeah, it is. Nice. Yeah. It's boss-like. It is. They are good to do. Would I do one again? Probably. Would I do it in Centre Parks? Maybe. there is an Epcot tour. You can do Segway tour, or you could before COVID. I don't know if it's come back. You do a Segway. So you'd be walking around Epcot and all these fucking Americans go bombing past.
Yeah, a lot of these city breaks do Segway tours, don't they? I know, like, we've started doing cruises a little bit. And when you go on the excursions, one of the excursions is always doing the Segway tour of Rome or Mallorca or wherever you're going.
Yeah. Good times, baby.
Good times.
Right, on to movies. So, is this the top 10 for the year? Okay, coming in at number 10, How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, still never see that in 3D.
Still never seen it. Seen bits
the kids,
of it.
I think when 3D movies were becoming big, I think we went and saw maybe 4 or 5. And this might have been the second one we saw. And my lad turned around, kept nudging me, "Dad, wake up." Because his boss got these glasses on, the dark glasses, so he can't see when you're asleep. So I'm sat up, but my eyelids have gone. And I'm just when you do the little get the elbow in the side.
So number 9, Despicable Me. I've seen that film too many times to mention. Number 8 was Tangled. I took Eve and all her classmates, girls actually, I think, to the Odeon for their birthday to watch that. Iron Man 2, number 7. Never seen a Twilight film. The Twilight Saga, Eclipse, was number 6. That's the third one in the trilogy.
Yeah.
Never seen them. Shrek Forever After. I mean, I've seen it, but I can't remember it.
No. No, I can't. Because they brought a load of shorts as well. There was Shrek and Donkey. There were all different shorts. This is obviously feature length.
Number 4, Inception. I've seen it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's one of them Matrixy films that you've got to watch a couple of times. But
it's time travel, isn't it? And
no, it's not time travel. It's
He's an astronaut, isn't he? That
no.
Which one's Inception?
No, it's about
then?
You go into
your head.
What's it called? Sleep. Corporate espionage, isn't it? They try to get information by dream.
I'm thinking of the other thing where it's space travel and they all live on
the Matt Damon one? Is it Matt Damon, the spaceman one?
No.
This is DiCaprio, Cillian Murphy.
Oh, I've only seen that once, yeah.
Yeah, so, they go into the dreams to try and get industrial espionage to get information out of them, and they try to switch it up by trying to plant an idea into someone's dream so that they have an idea to dissolve a company, I think it was, or something like that. He wants to dissolve his dad's company.
Oh, right, okay. I might watch that again. Number 3 was the Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. That was the 7th film. Number 2, Alice in Wonderland. All right, film. Second one's better. Toy Story 3 was number 1.
Yeah.
Sobbed.
Saddest
went
films
to pictures,
ever seen.
Sobbed. Literally sobbed. What I can see there is that is a solid kids type of top 10, basically.
Christmas week. If you scroll to the right there, it's got the gross. It took over a billion.
Yeah.
Toy Story. And Alice in Wonderland actually took a billion as well.
A film that takes a billion now is almost a flop in the Disney eyes. I mean, Disney would get nowhere near the top 10 now. All their films recently have flopped.
Yeah.
And that they're blaming Disney Plus because they're putting the films out 6 weeks after they go on cinema.
Yeah.
So, movies that were shown Christmas week that year, Gulliver's Travels. I remember buzzing my head off to see that. And
I used to love Jack Black.
Anticlimactic. Yeah. Little Fockers, don't think I've seen it, but I would because I love Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
True Grit, no idea. Black
Swan. That's a remake of a John Wayne film.
Black Swan, I'd watch that.
Yeah, I know it's about buffet. No, it's about ballet, but I don't know what the story is. I think it's a fight between the leading actress and the stand-in, isn't it? Something like that.
I thought it was about lesbians being naked a lot. But
don't say it too loud.
And then Tron Legacy. I mean, that's a brilliant film, Tron Legacy. And they just announced that they're making a third one. So that's all right, isn't it?
Good right. times.
Do you want to do the singles or do the albums first? What?
Yeah, I'll do the singles then.
Go ahead, Dad.
Oh, go on. Do the albums first, because then that'll link in with something that I said in the singles.
Okie cokie, pig and a pokey. Number 10 was Come Around Sundown, Kings of Leon. You've put here that you're not a big fan. That album's boss. I listened to that album so much, and then I've never listened to it for 10 years. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think it... I know I'm going to get fucking berated for this, but I think Kings of Leon are one of them bands that you've got to like because they're hip and trendy.
No, I wouldn't say that. They're very niche. I don't think they're very mainstream.
They're very... I mean, three or four songs were boss songs.
Yeah.
Apart from that, I haven't heard anything they've done that have gone, oh, that's a boss song. Not, yeah. Go ahead, yeah.
Well, number 9 was The Greatest Hits of Who. Yeah. We can't find. Now, I went digging as well, and I couldn't find either.
No.
But it says in the chart, Greatest Hits, but it's all been erased.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Is it Greatest Hits of Rolf Harris?
Was it a nonce compilation? Jimmy Savile introduces Fred the Weatherman.
I searched for the charts from this week for this year, and I found about three or four different charts, and all of them just said number 9, Greatest Hits, and it didn't say whose Greatest Hits, didn't give any sort of hints of who it was. So I can only assume it was some sort of nonce who's been erased from history.
Or a mass murderer, like, I don't know. Number 8 was The Beginning by Black Eyed Peas. Never listened to them.
Black Eyed Peas.
I got a feeling. Is that them?
Yeah.
They're all right. You know, not
Will I Am. You love Will I Am?
Yeah, but he's Will I Am.
Yeah, well, he's in this. This is his group.
No, I know. But I love Will I Am. Number 7, The Gift, Suzanne Boyle. Second album. First Christmas album. I don't care.
No.
Number 6, Out of This World, JLS, another X Factor band. Yeah, so I don't care.
No.
Michael by Michael Jackson, number 5. 7 songs, 27 minutes long. This was interesting, this. It's the first album of new material since Invincible in 2001, released after his father's wishes a year after Michael's death. So his father said, against his father's wishes, saying Michael was a perfectionist and wouldn't want anything released he wasn't properly signed off on. Friends of Michael, like Will I Am, agreed that it's disrespectful to release this material as he wasn't able to approve it. But you've all made a bit of money off the back of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can be a bit angry, Michael's dad, but you basically abused him most of his childhood. You made him do shit he didn't want to do. You turned him into a nonce, and then he died prematurely. But you're fucking...
Alleged nonce.
Well, yeah, probably. Number 4, Ollie Mays. Ollie, yeah, I like Ollie Mays, but I couldn't tell you an Ollie Mays song.
Yeah, well, Michelle fell in love with him, so I've been to see him in concerts. It was a good act. It was good concert performance. He's lively, he's boss. He did that, Dear Darling, didn't he? And Robbie Williams came out and said, that's his Angels song. He's gonna fly from here. But he never did.
He never did. Number 3, Crazy Love, Michael Bublé. The only hit that was on it was Just Haven't Met You Yet. Cracking song. I like a bit of swing. I like a bit of Michael Bublé. He's all a bit... He's got a Christmas thing going on. A bit boring.
Yeah, he's wheeled out every Christmas, isn't he?
Yeah. Loud by Rihanna. S&M. What's My Name? Only Girl in the World. Man Down. Love the Way You Lie. Featuring Eminem. I like that one. Again, I wouldn't know a Rihanna song if she jumped out and bit me on the ass. And I listened to this album the other night while I was sitting there. Progress by Take That. Robbie Williams and Gary Barlow kissed and made up. Robbie was back and made it a five-piece, but now they're a three-piece.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good album. Good to have the boys back together. A bit of a take that fanboy. Okay, back onto the singles then.
Yeah.
So this is why I did it this way round. Number 10, Hold My Hand, Michael Jackson featuring Akon, which is from that album.
Okay.
I've listened to it. I mean, I didn't listen to the whole song. I just sort of skipped through. And yeah, you can tell it's Michael Jackson. It's a typical Michael Jackson song. Did I notice it wasn't
signed off by him?
No, couldn't tell. It just sounded like a Michael Jackson song. Number 9, Whip My Hair. What was her name? Willow.
Whip My Hair. Whip My Hair.
It's that actress, Willow.
Whip my hair. I'm going to whip my hair.
What's the fella's name who fucking smacked the presenter, the Oscars? Will Smith.
Will Smith, yeah.
Yeah, Willow Smith. It's his daughter,
okay.
Yeah.
Sounds.
Re-entry. Many of Horror, Biffy Clyro.
No.
No, right. So, Biffy Clyro is the name of the group, not the fella. It's a re-entry because... hold on, I'll come back to that. I'll tell you why that's re-entry. Number 7, Only Girl in the World, Rihanna. Number 6, The Flood, Take That.
Yep, I'm having it.
Number 5, Your Song by Ellie Goulding.
No, not interested.
Got to number 1 because it was the John Lewis Christmas song that year. She did the Elton John song. Number 4, The Time, Dirty Bit by Black Eyed Peas. Dirty Bit. Number 3, Re-entry, Surfing Bird by The Trash Men.
No.
Yeah, okay. That
did become old.
No, you haven't. That's a song from like 1963. And it got re-entered because it featured prominently in an episode of Family Guy where Peter Griffin expressed his passion for the crazy tune, and it had never previously charted in the UK. But there it is, sat at number 3 Christmas week because it was on a fucking cartoon.
Was I in a coma?
Number 2, What's My Name, Rihanna, her second entry in the top 10.
Yeah, this is streaming shit getting involved. This is the start of the end.
And now, number 1, Matt Cardle, X Factor winner, When We Collide.
Fuck off, Matt Cardle.
Why I said I'd skip past number 8, Many of Horror by Biffy Clyro is exactly the same song as When We Collide by Matt Cardle.
No way.
He re-released it but changed the name. So it's exactly the same song, but it is re-released.
Ridiculous.
Just changed the title. So all of Biffy Clyro's fans and X Factor haters did an online campaign to try and get the original to number 1. Didn't make it like they did with Rage Against the Machine the year before. So they tried to do Rage Against the Machine this year, but it never worked out. So obviously, I think Simon Cowell and all his cronies couldn't have that happening again. So I think they bought a couple of million copies themselves.
Yeah, pricks. Fucking hate them. I hate all that. Anyway, don't start jumping up and down, phone.
Anywho.
Right, on to the television. Right. So, my phone keeps jumping up. Right, have I got these fucking photos? My phone keeps jumping up and down. One. Right, here we go. So, Christmas Eve on the Beeb. 11:30 in the morning, The Santa Claus 2, Tim Allen, classic. 1:35, Only Fools and Horses, the 1996, Time on Our Hands. Now, I'm guessing that's the last ever one.
Time on Our Hands, yeah, that's the one where they get the watch, isn't it?
And then they ruined it by bringing them back for the specials. 2:35, Jimmy's Food Factory. No, Christmas special with Jimmy Doherty. Don't know who he is. 5:03, Cars, the movie, premiere. 4:55, Shrek the Halls. What I did notice in this telly is there's a lot of stuff that's the same on both, which you'll see shortly. 5:15, The Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, 2008. I've seen it, I think, don't know. 8 o'clock, EastEnders, but with no writing on it. 8:30, My Family, Merry Christmas. Used to love My Family. 9:30, QI, Hocus Pocus, with Daniel Radcliffe, Graham Norton, Lee Mack, Alan Davis, presented by Stephen Fry. Have I Got News for You, 2010, Ian Islap and Paul Merton. That's all it says. 10:30, The Graham Norton Show with Matt Smith, David Williams, or David, and Matt Lucas.
It is David. You always say this. It's David Williams.
Everyone calls him David Williams.
Why?
I don't know.
No one says that's just you.
The National Lottery Night Draws, live from London's Natural History Museum. And then the bit I love on Christmas Eve that I never see because I'm normally in a coma. 11:45, Midnight Mass from the Metropolitan Cathedral of Christ the King, Liverpool. And then Money Pit, 85, classic film, Tom Hanks, Shelley Long. She's dead, isn't she now? Or is it the other one? Christmas Day, 11 o'clock, The Santa Claus 3. Noel Edmonds, where are you? 12:25, Madagascar, 2005. This is a full dumb and down now of the Christmas TV. A full dumb and down. 2 o'clock, Christmas Top of the Pops. If I remember rightly, Top of the Pops is finished by now. So the only wheel it out.
Yeah, it's just a Christmas thing.
Yeah, The Queen, 3 o'clock. Shrek the Third, 2007. The Gruffalo, 4:30. Repeat. bit sad. 10 past 5, The One Ronnie.
Oh, my heart just sank.
Ronnie Corbett celebrates his 80th birthday with a star-studded sketch show. 6 o'clock, Doctor Who, A Christmas Carol. 7 o'clock, Strictly Come Dancing. Introduced by Bruce Forsyth, Tess Daly, celebrity dancers, Fern Britton, John Barrowman, June Brown, Ronnie Aconda, and Vince Cable, an MP. 9 o'clock, The Royal Family, Joe's Crackers. Is this a year when he brought them back? He just brought them back for like Christmas episodes, didn't he? The Royal Family's very 90s, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a Christmas special, wasn't it?
10 o'clock, 1 of 6, Come Fly With Me, Christmas Night, really? Starring David Williams.
Williams?
And Mott Lacus. I mean, this is one of the shows. These two should have been cancelled out of fucking existence, shouldn't they? Because we all used to laugh our heads off when they blacked Little up Britain. And everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, all that, which you just can't do. But anyway, 10:45 on Christmas night, Paterson Joseph reads from St. John's Gospel. 5 minutes, 10:50, Starks and Hutch. Never seen it. Always wanted to see it, and then I heard it was shit.
Yeah, I was a big fan of the TV show.
So
watch this with excitement, and left a bit of dog shit in your mouth.
Well, they should have just rebooted the TV show as a TV show. Yeah. That would have been better. 12:25, A Fish Called Wanda, 1988, John Cleese, Jamie Lee Curtis. I've seen it, but I've never got it. Everyone says it's a classic. I don't know.
I've come on podcasts a few times and said I titter to Monty Python, but I don't find it hilarious like most people do. People will laugh all the way through a Monty Python movie. I'll find funny parts. Now, this is very sort of Monty Python-y to me.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Monty Python in it.
Some of them are in it, yeah. Several of them are in it. But I just don't remember it being a very good film, but people say it's a classic. I don't know. Right, ITV, Christmas Eve, 12:55, Miracle on 34th Street, the 94 edition.
Mm-hmm.
That's been mentioned recently. Oh, this is Christmas Day. Oh, no, it's not. 3 o'clock, The Queen, that's what pulled my pants down and smacked me off. Helen Mirren, 2006. I wouldn't mind watching that, to be honest. 4:55, Countrywise at Christmas. The team visit the Cornish village of Mouse Hole. Just looks like a big mouse's fan. 5:55, The Santa Files with John Sargent. 7 o'clock, Emmerdale. 7:30, Coronation Street. 8 o'clock, You've Been Framed. Christmas, repeat. Cheapest chips. 8:30, Coronation Street again. Oh, shit. 9 o'clock, Paul O'Grady's Christmas. That'll be just dogs licking them out. 10:15, The Holiday, 2006. Never seen it, never will. We've got Debbie's DVD somewhere, which we borrowed off her 15 years ago.
It's not bad, you know. Jack Black's in it.
Oh, okay, I'll watch it then. No, I won't. Never seen it, never will. Right. 10:50. This was mentioned recently. The Santa Claus, 85, starring Dudley Moore.
So, you know, yeah.
So a lot of stuff's coming out that we've already just repeating, using, recycling stuff. 1:10, The Polar Express, 2004. My God. Then The Queen. Then 3:10, The Grinch, 2000. Oh, 5:15, You've Been Framed, Christmas, repeat. This is why this is the worst Christmas ever. Emmerdale, Coronation Street. The first time they make an effort is All-Star Family Fortunes, hosted by Vernon Kay, This Morning versus Emmerdale. Jesus H. Christ.
That's some effort.
Yeah. 9 p.m, Agatha Christie's Poirot. Murder on the Orient Express.
This is obviously all to do with, I mean, I know it's happened a long time before 2010, but Sky and Virgin and everything, innit?
Yeah.
So your ITVs, your BBCs aren't investing in Christmas Day because, you know, more likely they're going to be fucking watching Sky movies or something.
11:15, You, Me and Dupree, 2006, Owen Wilson, Kate Hudson, Matt Dillon, don't know what it is, don't care. But this is where, like, I'm like, oh, yeah, 1:40 in the morning, Clockwise, 86, John Cleese. I went to pictures with Stuart Holland to see that. And it's about a teacher who runs everything by time and everything goes wrong. So he's a cross between Basil Fawlty and Monty Python.
Yeah.
And again, like on the night before, it was A Fish Called Wanda. And then 3 o'clock in the morning, Police Academy 4. Jesus Christ, that's the worst Christmas ever. Absolutely dog shit.
Yeah.
2010.
They've given up. They realise all the Sky TV's won. They've just laid down and dropped the pants, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Such a disappointing year for everything. The best bit would have been the snow. But on to toys. See how shit all the toys are.
Yeah. Okay. Right. My two were in, well, Becca and then Matt later on. Because Becca was 9. Yeah, Becca was 9 in this year. Matt was 5. So the Zuzu pets. I know your two were in some. Especially Eve. Was Grace still in some of when these?
But these are the. Well, the Grace is gerbils, one at this point, isn't she?
The little hamsters, whatever they were.
Or two. Grace is two. Yeah, I was had Zuzu pets at some point, at various points, yeah.
Yeah, so the first of all, it was just the Zuzu pets came with its hutch, its little house with like tunnels going in between domes. So you bought them, then there was all different attachments, and before you knew it, you'd spend fucking £400 on accessories for it. The little Zuzu pets were about £15 each, but to buy all the accessories and the house for everything, you're talking hundreds. Paper Jams was big this year. Become an instant rock star with super cool Paper Jams guitars. With active graphics technology and 4 play modes, You can grind out note perfect guitar riffs by touch alone.
Okay. Never heard of it.
With Toy Story 3, obviously had their merchandise, Jetpack, Buzz Lightyear. As seen in the hit movie Toy Story 3, this 12-inch articulated action figure includes a cool rocket pack with afterburner jet lights and sounds. Kiddie Zoom video cam. We got back at the Kiddie Zoom camera. We couldn't afford the video cam, it was too expensive. Following on from the huge success from Kiddie Zoom, here comes Kiddie Zoom video cam. Record videos, take photos, and edit your creations. Features face tracking technology. 2010, the iPad came out. iPads were first released in April 2010, and they were immediate hit.
Yeah.
And then you do this last one because you're a big Apple boy.
Well, this is the year of the iPhone 4, basically, and this is where iPhones are now starting to sink into people's psyche, and they're starting to be Christmas presents, and where people were actually getting phones for Christmas presents and stuff like that a lot more, and like the App Store, and so. And I had an iPhone 4, and I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
It was a glass front, glass back. It was just a thing of pure beauty. But
yeah,
here we are.
You've been a fanboy since day one, haven't you? I was always Android. I was always... No, not doing it. No, happy with my Android. And then when you do finally get an Apple, you do realise that they are, or they were at the time, superior.
It's hard to say now. It's hard to say without getting into all that politics of phones, but
right. So shall eat it with me joke.
Yeah, man.
I found this one myself. I didn't use ChatGPT, so it might make sense.
Oh, did you write it yourself though?
No, I didn't write it myself. I found it myself. Right. Who's never hungry on Christmas Day?
Who's never hungry on Christmas Day? Snowman, because he's got no mouth.
No. The turkey, because it's always stuffed.
Right, here's a ChatGPT joke.
Oh, shite.
Why did Santa's helper see the doctor?
I don't know. Why did Santa's helper see the doctor?
Because he had low elf esteem.
Okay, that's not bad. But still, you're getting a... Keep the change, you filthy animal.